Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. France has not received any official request for apologies from Italy, according to the Élysée, as tensions are high between Italy and France. The Italian Minister of the Interior demanded an apology from France after Emmanuel Macron's statement accusing Italy of cynicism and irresponsibility for refusing to let the Aquarius dock. The boat carrying 629 migrants will finally arrive in Spain by the end of the week. After experiencing significant disruptions, the traffic is back to normal at the station Saint-Lazare in Paris. This morning, not a single train could run through the station because of a failure in the signaling system. Several RER lines were also badly disrupted due to several incidents. So today was a very complicated day on railroad tracks, adding to the disruptions caused by this 30th day of mobilization of railway workers. The SNCF Interunion is currently meeting to discuss a possible continuation of the movement. We know that the CGT wants to propose new strike dates beyond June 28th. The railway reform will be adopted for good tomorrow, and a meeting between unions, employers, and the government is scheduled for Friday. Jean-Marie Le Pen is currently hospitalized due to a state of general fatigue. The former president of the Front National was to be tried today in Paris for inciting hate because of several comments he made regarding homosexuals. His trial is finally postponed to October 3rd. Jean-Marie Le Pen should stay in the hospital until at least Monday. A day before the start of the Russian World Cup, the FIFA Congress designated the host country for the World Cup of 2026. The triple candidacy USA-Mexico-Canada was chosen. Morocco was also candidate. The Russian World Cup begins tomorrow at 5 p.m. with the Russia-Saudi Arabia opening match, a Russian World Cup that marks the debut of Fernando Hierro at the head of the Spanish team. He replaces Julen Lopetegui, who was ousted after being announced new coach of the Real Madrid starting next season. The Spanish Federation did not like that at all. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.